The mere sight of the New York Giants should provide the Eagles with all the inspiration they need. At Brian Dawkins night, and every Eagle should be able to conjure up something extra.
It starts with the city, the way they embrace us here, the way they cheer us on, you know, and it goes to the locker room. I think Coach Reed shows so much respect to all the players, and we want to play hard for them. We all are tight and we play for one another.
This is our city. This is our night. We're not walking off this field without a W. Hands down. Look, you want respect, you got to earn it. We're going to earn it. Let's get it. Come
we're
on,
take it. We're going to take it.
Hard work on three. One, two, three.
Hard work.
The atmosphere was amazing Sunday night. There's so much going on. Brian Dawkins, you know, retiring his number.
And coming out of the tunnel, the way you saw him do it so often, Brian Dawkins.
It's a big rivalry between the Eagles and the Giants. I would say it's probably the biggest rivalry we have.
This is the Eagles and the Giants. And over the years, no one has provided better theater than these two teams when they play.
Giants have won the coin toss and will receive. And you know what, Mike? On this night, you like the defense on the field first.
I think we were just figuring each other out on both sides. I think after a while, that kind of slowed down for us, kind of settled in and made some plays.
Vic backpedals, lets it fly, and it is complete to Seller. Breaks the tackle at the 45. Comes to the 50 and down to the 45.
We have two good offenses, explosive. So many playmakers, some of the best players in the NFL. I expect the Giants to make plays, and I expect us to make plays.
Back goes Vic. He's looking. He steps up. He is firing, and it is caught. Touchdown, Deshaun Jackson!
It was very important. Called a timeout, and we talked about it, and we made sure everybody knuckled down. Deshaun made a great move. Mike read it out, and threw it to a touchdown. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Hey, no, you like the Giants, boy.
Well, just adjustments as far as running the ball. We wanted to be going two backs. We wanted to tire him out. We felt like if we could tire him out, we could do a lot more in the running game and also in the passing game.
On second and one, gives it off to McCoy. He's got running. 45, 50, 45, 40, 45, 30. Touchback at the 25, down to the 23. You can stop JD once. You can stop him twice. But eventually, he's going to burn you.
This lineman, man, did a great job the whole game. And he still blocks on the right side. And hit a crease and ran straight.
First and 10. Vic stumbles as he hands the football off again to McCoy. Across the 15. Cuts back at the 10. Keeps his footing. At the 5. He's down to the 1. They can't stop Shady.
Well, obviously, I think it's, you need to get a touchdown when you get that close. Because sometimes, well, that three won't be enough. And you put so much pressure on the defense to hold a team from not scoring and getting three. We need to actually score when we get down there.
Manning under center is back. He's looking. He is firing, and it is intercepted. Intercepted by Rogers Cremorne.
That was big for us, for him to get that pick. I think turnovers always makes a difference in any game. And we got a turnover when we needed it big.
Back goes Manning of the shotgun. He steps up. He fires, and an easy touchdown as he gets it to Bear Pasco.
Well, we've been down before. Last couple games we've been down and we had to come back and fight hard. So it wasn't a surprise. We looked so confident in the lineman and Michael Vick that we can get it done. We were successful again.
Lawrence Tynes on the season is 11 for 11. This is a 54-yarder. The kick is away. The kick is no good! He missed it!
It was amazing. The first time we missed it. We missed it so bad that everybody was so shocked. And then we looked over and see Coach Reed on a timeout.
Oh, no. Well, you understand what he did. But now you're giving Tynes another chance. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. And the kick is no good! They do win! They do win! Oh, my goodness! What an ending to a football game!
It means so much when a team comes together on all three phases, from offense to defense to special teams. When we win that game, it's something major.
Hey, that's why we finished. Team on three. 1, 2, 3.
This week on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless. Safety Kurt Coleman is mic'd up for sound in the dramatic win over the New York Giants. Cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah takes some local high school students on a very special college tour. And offensive lineman Todd Harriman takes us inside the Eagles' off-season basketball league.
Hey, I got a couple things I just want to get off my chest. This Sunday night football now, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. What we going to do? I got two things. A legend's being retired tonight. A legend. Another thing, a legacy is born tonight. We start our legend right now. What are we going to do? Hey, live by the motto. Live by the motto. Be great on three. One, two, three. Hey. Great day, big dog. Great day. Great day. Hey, from the get, let them know. Hey. We're going to take respect. It ain't about earning. We're going to take it. We're going to take it.
Let's go.
We're going to take it. What is it? Hey, bingo, bingo. Hey. Hey, thumbs. Yeah.
This is what they're taught. They're taught the chip, and they're going to the flag.
But what if you got the DN inside and you got me outside, if we rush, is he going to stay in or is he still going to chip and go?
He's going to go.
Still go? Okay.
Right, here's
okay.
What he's taught is, if he chips you because you're the outside right. guy, he chips you. If you go,
okay.
Turns right now.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to take the line, and I'm just going to catch him.
Yeah.
I'm just going to catch him. That way the DN.